So tonight we're reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 7, text number
3.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Te Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye. Yatatam api siddhanam kashchin mang veti tatvata. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. Purport. There are various grades of men, and out of many thousands, one may be sufficiently interested in transcendental realization to try to know what is the self, what is the body, and what is the absolute truth. Generally, mankind is simply engaged in the animal propensities, namely eating, sleeping, defending, and mating, and hardly anyone is interested in transcendental knowledge. In the first 6 chapters of the Gita, are meant for those who are interested in transcendental knowledge, in understanding the self, the super-self, and the process of realization by jnana-yoga, and discrimination of the self from matter. However, Krishna can be known only by persons who are in Krishna consciousness. Other transcendentalists may achieve impersonal Brahman realization, for this is easier than understanding Krishna. Krishna is the original Supreme Person, but at the same time, he is beyond the knowledge of Brahman and Paramatma. The yogis and jnanis are confused in their attempts to understand Krishna. Although the greatest of the impersonalists, Sripad Shankaracharya, has admitted in his Gita commentary that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his followers do not accept Krishna as such, for it is very difficult to know Krishna, even though one has transcendental realization of impersonal Brahman. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, the primeval Lord Govinda, Ishvaraha Paramaha Krishnaha, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. It is very difficult for the non-devotees to know him. Although non-devotees declare that the path of bhakti or devotional service is very easy, they cannot practice it. If the path of bhakti is so easy, as the non-devotee class of men proclaim, then why do they take up the difficult path? Actually, the path of bhakti is not easy. The so-called path of bhakti is practiced by unauthorized persons without knowledge of bhakti. That may be easy. But when one is practiced factually according to the rules and regulations, the speculative scholars and philosophers fall away from the path. Srila Rupa Goswami writes in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 12101, Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Viding Vina Aikantiki Harer Bhaktir Utpata Yaiva Kalpate. Devotional service of the Lord that ignores the authorized Vedic literatures like the Upanishads, Puranas and Narada Pancharatra is simply an unnecessary disturbance in society. It is not possible for the Brahman realized impersonalist, or the Paramatma realized yogi, to understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the son of Mother Yasoda, or the charioteer of Arjuna. Even the great demigods are sometimes confused about Krishna. Muhyanti yatsurayaha. Mangtu veda na koshchana. No one knows me as I am, Dharad says. And if one does not know him, then samahatma sudurlabha. And if one does know him, rather, then samahatma sudurlabha. Such a great soul is very rare. Therefore, unless one practices devotional service to the Lord, one cannot know Krishna as he is, tatvataha, even though one is a great scholar or philosopher. Only the pure devotees can know something of the inconceivable transcendental qualities in Krishna, in the cause of all causes, in his omnipotence and opulence, and in his wealth, fame, strength, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation, because Krishna is benevolently inclined to his devotees. He is the last word in Brahman realization, and the devotees alone can realize him as he is. Therefore it is said, Atakshi Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grayam Indriyai Sevon Mukhe Hijivado Svayam Eva Spuratyadaha. No one can understand Krishna as he is by the blunt material senses, but he reveals himself to the devotees, being pleased with them for their transcendental loving service unto him. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1-2-234. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Vananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakada Mayam Tati Svapadantikam. So, Krishna is making the point here.
Taki Krishna cha kaka pabreja.
That it is a very, very rare thing to come to Krishna consciousness. Sometimes we forget how fortunate we are to have this Krishna consciousness. Sometimes we take it for granted, we take it cheaply, forgetting the great value of it.
Kartais mes tiesiog tai pasiimame, užmirštame didžią vertybę Krishna sąmonės.
To have Krishna consciousness is the greatest good fortune throughout the entire universe.
Būti Krishna sąmonėje tai yra pati didžiausia sėkmė, kokia tai gali būti visoje visatoje.
It is more fortunate than even being in the post of Brahma.
Tai yra netgi sėkmingiau negu kad gauti Brahmos postą.
Sometimes we foolishly think, well, you know, I don't have such a good position in this world. If I just had some more money. If I just had better health. If I just had better intelligence. We're lamenting, well, I just wish I had a better material position in this world.
Mes vis liūdime, vis trokštame kažkokios geresnės padėties šitame materialiam pasaulyje.
But actually such lamentation is useless, it's foolish.
Bet iš tikrųjų toks liūdesys yra beviltiškas, tai yra kvaila.
Because to have Krishna consciousness far exceeds any other type of boon you may have in this world.
Ir turėti Krishna sąmonę kur kas labiau pranoksta bet kokį dalyką materialiame pasaulyje.
We simply must learn how to capitalize on our good fortune.
Mes paprasčiausiai turime išmokti kaip pasiekti sėkmę.
We simply have to fully capitalize on the great mercy we have received.
Mes turime susitelkti į tai, kad ir suvokti, kokią didžiulę sėkmę mes įgyjome.
We simply must make this life completely 100% absorbed in the service of Lord Sri Krishna.
Mes šį gyvenimą turime panaudoti ir 100% pasinerti į atsidavimo tarnystę viešpačiui.
Otherwise, you don't know what will happen.
Kitaip jūs net nežinote, kas atsitiks su jumis.
We will have to take birth again in this world.
Galbūt jūs vėl gimsite šitame materialiame pasaulyje.
Again, into another womb of another mother.
Turėsite vėl būti kitos motinos įsčiose.
Again, coming out and getting sick.
Vėl turėsite išlysti, susirgti.
And getting old.
Ir pasenti.
And facing the prospect of dying once again.
Ir žiūrėsite į tokią perspektyvą kaip numirti.
So, why should we prolong our suffering condition?
Taigi, kodėlgi mes turėtume prailginti mūsų kančias?
We have gotten full facility for escaping this hellish nightmare of material existence.
Dabar mums yra duotas pilnos galimybės išvengti šito pragariško košmaro.
Therefore, we must now fully capitalize it.
Kodėl mes turime pilnai pasinerti?
By cultivating pure devotional service.
Kultivuodami tyrą atsidavimo tarnystę.
If you are on a sinking ship,
jeigu jūs esate skęstančiame laive,
and the lifeboat is now available to you,
ir jūs dabar galite įlipti į valtį, kuri jums teiks gyvenimą,
will you keep one foot in the boat and the other foot in the lifeboat?
Ar jūs vieną koją laikytumėte toje valtyje, o kitą vis dar tame skęstančiame laive?
No.
Yeah.
Such a position is very dangerous.
Tokia padėtis yra labai pavojinga.
So we should not partially take up Krishna consciousness.
Jūs taip pat neturėtumėte vien tik dalinai priimti Krishna sąmonę.
We should fully absorb ourselves in Krishna consciousness.
Pilnai pasinerti. Mes turime pilnai pasinerti Krishna sąmonę.
Ahaitaki apritiyata yayatma supersedati. Devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to fully satisfy the self.
Atsidavimo tarnystė turi būti nemotivuota ir nepertraukiama, kad patenkintų savo aš.
If we interrupt our devotional service by taking breaks for sense enjoyment,
jeigu mes nutraukėme savo atsidavimo tarnystę tiesiog dėl to, kad pasimėgautume, patenkintume savo jausmus,
or if we maintain any material motives while we are engaging in devotional service,
arba jeigu mes išlaikome kažkokius savo materialius motyvus užsiimdami atsidavimo tarnystę,
we will not be satisfied.
Mes nebūsim patenkinti.
We will only be satisfied by unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service.
Mes būsim patenkinti tik tais, kada nebus motyvo ir mūsų tarnystė nebus nutraukinėjama.
So, it is not difficult to take up pure devotional service.
Taigi, tai nėra sunku priimti atsidavimo tarnystę.
Actually, in this purport, Prabhupada says it's not easy.
Iš tikrųjų, Šrila Prabhupada šiame komentare rašo, kad tai nėra lengva.
He points out that the actual pure path of bhakti is not able to be executed by the speculative philosopher, the speculative scholars and philosophers. They're not able to take up this pure bhakti path.
Ir čia Šrila Prabhupada aiškina, kad tikra atsidavimo tarnystė tyra negali užsiimti filosofai ir eruditai.
If, however, we take up the mood of pure bhakti,
jeigu reikia priimti tyrą atsidavimo tarnystės nuotaiką,
then it becomes easy.
Ir jeigu ją jūs priimate, tada viskas tampa lengva.
Why?
Kodėl?
Because the original nature of the soul is that of pure bhakti. Just as a fish can easily swim in the water, the soul can easily take up pure bhakti. Because pure bhakti is the nature of the soul. The soul is actually the internal, the spiritual nature. He is also described as being of the marginal nature. Because he has the tendency to go towards the material or the spiritual, either way. He sits on the margin between the two points, two dimensions, spiritual and material. But his natural original consciousness is pure spiritual consciousness.
Bet natūrali pirminė sąmonė sielos yra tyra meilė viešpačiui.
Material consciousness is an unhealthy consciousness.
Materiali sąmonė yra nesveika sąmonė.
Just like in our natural state, we are healthy.
Kaip pavyzdžiui, mes savo natūralioje būklėje esame sveiki.
And in our unnatural condition, we are sick.
O mūsų nenatūralioje būsenoje mes sergam.
So this soul is naturally Krishna conscious.
Taigi siela natūraliai jinai yra Krishna sąmoninga.
Just as within the match, fire exists. Just as within a match.
Kaip pavyzdžiui, degtukuose yra liepsna, kuri jau ten egzistuoja.
Fire exists.
Ten jau egzistuoja ugnis.
Within the soul, pure bhakti exists.
Ir sieloje taip pat yra tyra bhakti.
Simply there must be the proper striking surface.
Paprasčiausiai ten reikia tinkamai pabraukti per paviršių.
Then from that match, the fire will come out.
Ir iš to degtuko tuoj užsižiebs ugnis.
Similarly, if there is the proper atmosphere,
lygiai taip pat, jeigu yra tinkama atmosfera,
the pure bhakti within the heart will come out.
Tai tyra bhakti tuoj apsireišis iš širdies.
Srila Prabhupada has given us that atmosphere.
Ir Srila Prabhupada, jisai mums suteikė tą atmosferą.
He has given us the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON.
Ir jisai davė mums šitą ISKCONą, tarptautinę Krishna sąmonės organizaciją.
This ISKCON means there is the proper atmosphere for simulating the pure bhakti from within the heart.
Srila Prabhupada sakė, kad ISKCONas tai yra tiesiog šį pažadinimas širdies sielos pažadinimas tai yra bhakti.
Simply have to join this movement with complete enthusiasm.
Jūs tiesiog turite prisijungti prie šio judėjimo su visišku entuziazmu.
Engage in its activities.
Užsiimti tą veiklą.
Learn how to develop loving relationships with the members.
Išmokti, kaip sukurti meilės santykius tarp šių judėjimo narių.
And in this way, regain our original natural consciousness.
Ir tokiu būdu jūs įgyjate pirminę natūralią Krishna sąmonę.
There is absolutely no reason for anyone to suffer in this world.
The
only reason we suffer is this. Do you know what is that reason? Simply ignorance. Whatever suffering we are going through, it is simply due to ignorance, that's all.
Ir kokias kančias nekentėtume, tai yra vien tik tais dėl neišmanimo.
If a person becomes properly educated,
net jeigu žmogus labai išsilavinęs,
they will understand not to act foolishly.
Tai jis supranta, kad
nereikia elgtis kvailai.
They will think, speak, and act in such a way that is beneficial for themselves and beneficial for all living entities.
Išsilavinęs žmogus jis visada kalbės, elgsis taip, kad
jam pačiam ir kitiems būtų gerai.
That is called Krishna consciousness.
Tai vadinasi Krishna sąmonė.
Srila Prabhupada points out in the Nectar of Devotion.
Srila Prabhupada atidumo nektare aiškina.
Pure devotional service is the beginning of all auspiciousness.
Tyra atidumo tarnystė yra pradžia viso to, kas yra palankiausia.
What does that mean, all auspicious?
Ką reiškia visų palankus?
That means it is beneficial for all living entities.
Tai reiškia, kad atneša naudą visoms gyvoms esybėms.
So, one who seriously practices Krishna consciousness.
Taigi tas, kuris rimtai praktikuoja Krishna sąmonę.
They are doing the highest welfare work for all living beings.
Jie daro patį dorybingiausią darbą visom gyvom esybėm.
Throughout the 8,400,000 species of life.
Visoms 8,400,000 gyvybės rūšių.
Jalajanava lakshani stavara vangsha stavara laksha vingshati kramaya rudra sangyaka pakshinam dasha lakshanam tringsha lakshani pashavaha chatur lakshani manashah. In this way it is described there are 8,400,000 different species.
Aiškinama, kad yra 8,400,000 gyvybės rūšių.
Long before Charles Darwin thought of his theory of evolution.
Dar kur kas anksčiau, nei Darvinas atėjo prie savo evoliucinės išvados.
The actual evolution knowledge was given in the Vishnu Purana.
Tikroji evoliucijos žinios buvo jau duotos Vishnu Puranoje.
Darwin has simply stolen this concept from the Vedas, that's all.
Darwinas tikriausiai pavogė tą koncepciją iš Vedų.
It is already given. He simply twisted it and put his name on it, that's all.
Tai jau buvo duota. Jis truputį ją pasukiojo, apsuko ir pridėjo savo vardą.
So we are not interested in these modern theories.
Ir mes visiškai nesidomėme šitom moderniom teorijom.
How much misguided the humanity has become by following all of these bogus theories.
Ir an kiek yra apgauta žmonija paprasčiausiai sekdama šitom neteisingom filosofijom.
We simply want to follow the words of God.
Mes paprasčiausiai norime sekti Dievo žodžiais ir tiek.
We simply want to follow the teachings of Krishna.
Mes paprasčiausiai norime sekti Krishnos pamokymais.
This will deliver us from all ignorance and all suffering.
Tai mus išlaisvins nuo viso neišmanimo ir nuo kančių.
This will enable us to fully enter into immortality.
Tai mums leis visiškai pilnai įžengti į amžinybę.
The whole world can become delivered if they will take Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Visas pasaulis gali būti išgelbėtas, jeigu jisai priims Bhagavad Gita tokia, kokia ji yra.
Therefore we want to flood the world with these books.
Todėl mes norime visą pasaulį užpildyti šiomis knygomis.
This knowledge will save the world.
Šios žinios būtent išgelbės pasaulį.
But if they're so foolish not to take it.
Todėl nereikia būti kvailiams ir nepriimti šito.
At least we must take it.
Bent jau mes turime priimti tai.
So we will not have to suffer anymore in this existence.
Todėl mums nereikės kentėti šitą materialią egzistenciją.
If we will chant these holy names.
Mes kartosime šios šventus vardus.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And taste Krishna Prasad.
Ir valgysime Krishna Prasadą.
And sing and dance in ecstasy.
Ir dainuosime ir šoksime ekstaziją.
Then we will be free of all miseries.
Ir išsivaduosime nuo visų kančių.
And our lives will become the most successful.
Mūsų gyvenimai taps patys sėkmingiausi.
So we thank you all very much.
Taigi dėkuoju jums visiems.
For keeping this movement going so nicely here in Lithuania.
Kad jūs palaikote šitą judėjimą ir jis čia taip gražiai vystosi.
We are very, very happy, Maharaji and myself. We are both very, very happy to be with you all here for these days.
Mes abu labai džiaugiamės su Mataji čia atvykę, būdami kartu su jumis šiomis dienomis.
To engage in the most sublime activity known as Hari Katha.
Esame džiaugiamės užsiimdami pačią nuostabiausią veiklą, tai yra Hari Katha.
So, we can ask now if there's any questions.
Taigi, galite paklausti, gal pas jūs yra kokių klausimų.
Позволит задать вопрос. Он такой не актуальный для лекции именно.
This question maybe not so related to the class we given tonight.
That's all right.
Yeah. Сейчас классно, может нера висишки сусия с паскита.
Ну все, у нас лекция, но это личный вопрос такой больше. Почему так бывает, что за, как кажется, годы практики ты потом понимаешь, что ты ничего для Кришны, собственно говоря, и не делал?
It appears that we practice for many years, but we're getting understanding that we didn't offer something for Krishna in actual, some real thing.
Если это понимаешь, что что делать тогда?
And if I understand this, what can I do? What should I do?
You simply have to become advanced. That's all.
Jis paprasčiausiai lietuviškai klausia.
Do not remain do not remain a neophyte.
Jeigu mes praktikuojame metų iš metus, bet po kurio laiko pasijaučiame kad iš tikrųjų nieko iš esmės Krišnai nepasiūlėme, ką tokiu atveju daryti, ką jūs patartume.
Chatur vidha bhajante man jana sukriti narjana artha jagyasa artarthi jnani cha bharatarshava. Krishna says there are four kinds of men who begin to render devotional service unto me.
Jūs turite tapti pažengusiais, nepasilikite neofitais. Krishna sako, keturių rūšių žmonės kreipiasi į mane.
The distressed, the desire of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching for knowledge of the absolute.
Tie, kas kenčia, tie, kas turi materialius troškimus, smalsus ir trokštantis pažinti tiesą.
So, Srila Prabhupada explains, all four of these categories are impure.
Srila Prabhupada aiškina, kad visi tie iš šių kategorijų yra netyri.
So, we always begin Krishna consciousness impure.
Taigi, mes visada pradedame Krishna sąmonę, būdami netyrais.
So, when you advance in Krishna consciousness, that means you get free from the impurities.
Ir kai jūs pažengiate Krishna sąmonėje, tai reiškia, kad jūs atsikratote netyrumo.
Just like sometimes my students, they ask me.
Kartais, kaip mano mokiniai klausia manęs.
They say, I am chanting Hare Krishna, but I am not tasting any nectar. Why is that?
Aš kartuoju Hare Krishna, bet nejaučiu jokio nektaro. Kodėl čia taip? Kaip kas čia yra?
And I explain to them, your problem is you are trying to taste the nectar.
Ir aš jiems sakau, kad problema yra esi tu, nes tu nori to nektaro būtent patirti.
Those who are advanced in Krishna consciousness, they are not trying to taste the nectar.
Ir tie, kas pažengia Krishna sąmonėje, jie nesistengia pajausti tą skonį.
They are trying to make sure that Krishna tastes the nectar.
Bet jie stengiasi, kad Krishna pajustų skonį nektarą.
Those who are advanced in Krishna consciousness, they don't mind if they have to suffer even.
Tie, kas pažengia Krišnos sąmonę, jie per daug nesusirūpinę, net jeigu jiems reikia kentėti.
They simply want to see that Krishna is pleased.
Jie paprasčiausiai nori matyti, kad Krišna yra patenkintas.
So if you feel that you're not advancing in Krishna consciousness,
taigi, jeigu jūs jaučiate, kad jūs nepažengėte Krishna sąmonėje,
my best advice to you is this.
Mano geriausias patarimas jums yra toks.
Stop trying to be the enjoyer.
Nesistengite būti besimėgaujančiu.
Simply try to be the servant, that's all.
Paprasčiausiai stenkitės būti tarnu.
You should simply think, how can I please Krishna?
Jūs paprasčiausiai turite galvoti, kaip aš galiu patenkinti Krishna.
How can I think in such a way that Krishna will be pleased with me?
Kaip aš galiu galvoti tokiu būdu, kad Krishna būtų patenkintas dėl manęs?
How can I speak in such a way that Krishna will be very pleased with me?
Kaip aš turiu kalbėti, kad Krishna būtų patenkintas?
And how can I act in such a way that Krishna will be most pleased with me?
Ir kaip aš turiu elgtis, kad Krishna labai būtų patenkintas manimi?
Simply always try to do everything for the pleasure of Krishna.
Paprasčiausiai visada stenkitės viską daryti Krishnos malonumui.
And you will feel a very wonderful happiness within your heart.
Ir jūs tada jausite pačią nuostabiausią palaimą savo širdyje.
You must chant 16 rounds regularly.
Jūs turite kartuoti reguliariai 16 ratų.
You must strictly follow the regulative principles.
Griežtai turite sekti reguliatyviais principais.
You must take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master by initiation. And carefully follow whatever instructions he may give you.
Ir labai rūpestingai sekti kiekvieno jo nurodymo, kurį jis jums duoda.
This process works.
Šitas procesas veikia.
If you work the process,
jeigu jūs veikiate pagal procesą.
If you don't work the process,
jeigu jūs neveikiate pagal procesą,
the process does not work.
Tada pats procesas irgi neveiks.
So, if you're not getting the result,
ir jeigu jūs negaunate rezultatą,
if you're not becoming awakened in love of Godhead,
jeigu jūs dar nepabudę meilėje Dievui,
then there's something wrong with the way that you're practicing Krishna consciousness.
Tai yra kažkas blogai su tuo, kaip tu praktikuoji Krishna sąmonę.
You have to approach senior Vaishnavas.
Jūs turite prieiti prie vyresniųjų atsidavusių,
who are expert in this practice,
kurie yra labai patyrę šioje mūsų praktikoje.
Find out from them what you're doing wrong.
Ir išsiaiškinti, ką jūs darote ne taip.
So that you can rectify yourself.
Ir tada jūs pataisykite save.
Next question.
Sekantis klausimas.
So, everything is understood.
Что Прабхупада хотел, как Прабхупада видел, чтобы жить грехаски в исполнении? Они существуют разные мнения. Как грехаски должны жить?
Шила Прабхупада.
Как грехаски должны жить? Напишите, как вот они должны жить.
Пашкиките, как грехаста стоит гивенти исконишеме юдеиме, не сера скриптингос номенес. Can you explain, please, how grihasthas should live within the movement, because there are some different opinions about it.
What are the different schools of thought? What are the different opinions? Householders should simply... How can there be any two opinions? Prabhupada has clearly given what is house, Krishna conscious household life. What is the other opinion?
Šila Prabhupada labai aiškiai paaiškino, kad grihastha turi gyventi. Kokia yra dar skirtinga nuomonė?
No, illicit. Actually, recently I gave an initiation in Bulgaria.
Visai neseniai Bulgarijoje aš dabar daviau iniciaciją.
And one lady who was getting initiation from me, I asked her, what are the four regulated principles? She said, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. And no sex outside of marriage. So I immediately say, no, that's not right. Right there, before I gave her her name, her spiritual name, I immediately correct, no, that is not right. No illicit sex means no. Then marriage, sex life is only for procreation, according to the order of the spiritual master, not for recreation. Sometimes we see that idea going around ISKCON that, well, if you're married, it's okay, you can have sex whenever you want. But the Vedic system is different than that. Prabhupada explains, actually, before the husband and wife have sex, they take permission from Guru to have sex.
Iš tikrųjų, prieš turėdami lytinius santykius, vyras ir žmona, jie prieš tai netgi atsiklausė dvasinio mokytojo.
That Guru Maharaj, we would like to try to have a child. Do you give us your permission to do so?
Mokytojau, mes norime turėti vaikų, ar tu duodi mums savo leidimą?
So, sex life for a household is simply for procreation and not otherwise.
Taigi, lytinis gyvenimas